Just the top one.
The news.
Boop, boop, do, do, do.
I'm leaving today.
Do, 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 do.
I want to be a part.
No, we can't. What are you doing?
Wagga.
We can't.
Wagga.
Changed it and a little bit out of key, which made the
difference. Nope. Wagga,
nope.
Wagga.
Nope. You're still in the same key. You've just. Nope.
Tell me when I'm on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Tell me when you're on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Let's do it.
No, stop.
News.
Is it a fair use policy, though?
No.
Not at all.
All right.
Creative.
Are we on air?
Satire.
Are we on air? 30? We're still not on air yet. We are on air, actually.
Has anyone noticed at home that we're on air already?
They probably have.
Tweet us.
They can hear us,
Tweet us.
Send us an.
I'm your friend.
Or you're probably seeing.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do. It's like the MGM lion.
Welcome, one and all, to the 5 o'clock wave. Hey, Adam Drummond.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Mum.
Where are we?
This is a little bit different, isn't it?
It's a bit different. Very different.
Whenever we do something different, I put heaps too much emphasis on the word this.
This
is a little bit different. I am, however, joined by my usual handsome companions.
Hello.
And us.
Hi.
Jamie Way, Matt Olsen.
Hello.
Peace.
Welcome aboard. Look at the lovely graphics behind. We've gone
all
21st century.
There
Our
go.
International audience
We've
member
spared
is already
no
laughing,
expense.
And I haven't even done a joke yet. So thank you. Welcome one and all. This is going to be a little bit different because we're inside the studio. We're away from the Farrah tonight. However, we will be coming back to the Farrah very shortly. We've got international audience members here live. Someone from Canada, is that right? And she's French-Canadian. So, and we'll be doing some French-Canadian stuff later on, let me just tell you.
I told you to go to the toilet before we started.
Where?
None of this is rehearsed.
None of it.
Okay.
Can you tell?
Yeah. Do your best, Pepe Le Pew. Got a little bit of excited then.
Is that going to be in That's Not My Movie?
No, but thanks for bringing it up, Matt Olsen.
Bit racist.
Keep us on track. We will be doing another segment of That's Not My Movie. We'll also be doing History Kane.
That's Not My History Kane or Bullshit.
Oh.
We'll be doing
a
French-Canadian version of That's Not My Movie.
Will we? Okay.
Exclusively featuring the talents of
exclusively
Colin Mochrie.
Is he French?
Michael J. Fox.
He's French. No, he's not
Canadian.
French. He's Canadian.
Correct.
Steve Carell.
Gerard Depardieu.
Sure.
John Candy. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
John Candy's Canadian.
Now, speaking of segue. International, we've got our first tweet, and it's from our international online audience member, Mr. Ben Begley.
Hey,
Ben. He's
what
tweeted,
does it say?
And he said, "What a TV, live from the United States, it's Ben Begley." So he's like, it's so he's
live from the United States, it's Ben Begley.
Wait.
You might as well do your own show if you're going to say it like that, Ben.
Yeah. Whose show is this?
It's the Ben Begley show.
It is. Okay.
Anyway, you get a shout out, so be quiet.
Hello, Ben.
Stop talking to us until we're ready to talk about you. Not to you. Hang on a sec. So then we're also playing something Matt has created, a little quiz. And this is where things get interesting.
It's called Schmistry, Schmain, or Schmalshit.
No. Sorry. That's another. That's a Jamie
Way. That's not a bad name.
But for the first time ever, we'll be revealing this number. Now, when you see this number, please do not ring it.
Don't ring now.
But this is the number to ring.
Is it a phone number?
This is the number to ring if you are a Wagga resident. Ben Begley, do not ring this number.
You will probably get someone in.
If you were to ring this number, Ben Begley,
put
you'd have
555
like,
at the start of it.
You'd have to. What's the Australian country code? 61?
61?
Yeah. So put the 61 in place of the zero there.
612?
612-697-1771.
Or 612. So, this number, only call it when you're told to call it. Do not ring it now because I'm trying to read.
We won't answer.
We will not answer. However, if you're a Wagga Wagga resident or you can drive to Wagga Wagga, so we better be technical about this. If you can drive to Wagga Wagga and claim a $50 gift voucher provided by one of our, what do we call them, co-residents here at the
they
arcade, Eco Living and Gifts are giving away a $50 gift voucher. Here is some of their lovely
product
merchandise.
We'll talk about them later.
Wow.
In the show.
And
before we talk to the person.
So let's do call outs. Ben Begley, now you can talk.
Hey.
That's him. I just want to talk about Ben very briefly.
Okay.
He has been sacked way too many times.
Mm. Why?
A lot. Don't know if he got sacked, but he resigned. He has done 80 jobs in 35 years. That is his blog. If you want to go and check it out, it is awesome, very in-depth. I think, Jamie, you've read a little bit of it.
I've read It's very interesting stuff.
Very interesting stuff. It goes all the way back to when he was like 15 or something.
Yep.
Got his first job.
Earthquakes.
80jobs.blogspot.com. Nothing else.
That's it.
Adam Kay. Very good, though, Ben. Hope you're enjoying this, California. Hope you've got your family around. And they're all on individual devices, so we get our ratings up.
Pop outside and gather some other people and bring them in.
Tell your
neighbours well.
To get on.
Yeah,
well,
have a
if
bit
you're
of
mooching off their
have
Wi-Fi.
A block party.
Yeah.
Have an 80, very similar to Matt Olson's website. What's yours again? Anyway.
Just start, you're an American. You could take one of your many guns and take it outside and shoot it into the air to attract some attention.
International political statement.
We can't do that here. No, more's the pity.
You know, the CEO of a broadcast would probably be concerned about that. Adam Kay.
I wasn't saying shoot it at anybody. No, just off into the air like, you know, Mexicans at New Year. Pew, 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 pew.
I forgot to do the Arriba. Slide MA15+.
Or in the Old West.
Yeah.
They used to do that all
like
the time.
Like Yosemite Sam on the thing. Oh, you cut and pick it
up. No, he used to do them down and then he'd go up in the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, hang on. That, some of that stuff may come up.
Gold.
That's not my cartoon.
I want a mustache like that. I want a mustache like Yosemite Sam.
Yes, you do.
That shit was dope.
Adam K, spelt with an E, is another one of our fraternity.
Podcast. Yeah, well, he has a tetrarchy of podcast super friends, but we only have two, so we have a duopoly, I guess, of podcast super friends.
We've got two.
A tetrarchy.
Tetrarchy, that means
so,
like
from earlier.
Five of, doesn't it? I can't remember.
Tetris. Yeah, anyway.
Tetrarchy. So, Chris Edwards... Call out to him because he did a call out to us. So
crossing over.
Hey, Chris.
Crossing over. This is a call out. No, not from crossing over.
No,
we
that's
crossing
not.
Over.
Oh, that's John Edwards.
That's John Edwards.
John Edwards
yeah.
is a different.
That's John Edwards, the fraud.
I am a 5,000-year-old deity.
No, you're not.
Oh, sorry.
No, John
you're
Edwards.
Bilking people out of their money by playing on their insecurities.
But I was born 5,000 years ago.
People that they've lost.
Getting off track, isn't it? Do you know how they do it? Do you know how there was this revelation?
Cold reading.
Cold reading.
Yeah, yeah. No. So this was a documentary.
Oh, actual psychic power. Sorry.
No. The scheme and how they did it.
What?
So
they drank the blood of a virgin cow.
I didn't think you'd guess it, but yeah. No. They would actually go around to people's houses as, you know, salesmen.
Mm.
And then they'd say, oh, I need to make a phone call. Do you mind if I use your phone? They'd go through the house, and as they're going through, they're picking up, like, images, photos.
This
stuff.
Is John Edwards' people.
Well, I don't know if it's John Edwards. I don't want to say allegedly.
Whoa.
Allegedly, people in John Edwards.
Allegedly.
Oh, you
John
mean? Well, we won't name any names. We'll just say fraudulent scumbag TV pretend psychics.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that another message?
Yeah, it's my wife saying, "Hold your mic up higher."
My wife.
My wife said, "Hold your mic up higher."
You need to project.
Higher.
Project.
I don't think you and I have any problem.
No,
projecting.
We don't.
No. Yeah, okay, no. And then we just
being
got another tweet.
Trained
so
vocal performers.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey. I hope this is better for you.
Okay.
Got another tweet here that's
another
come
tweet.
Through
awesome.
From Darren.
Hello, Darren.
And for some reason...
Daz. Dags.
I saw it in the notification, but I can't... It's taking too long to... Well, but anyway, I know...
Well, is that on the official 5 o'clock wave feed? Here we go.
Oh,
Adam K helpfully added tetrarchy means four people. There you go.
Thank you, Adam K. I knew it had more than there was more than two.
And he says, I can't wait for your solid 5 minutes of Quebec gear.
Yeah,
Quebecois gear.
So Quebec.
Oh, Quebec. That's from last week or
the
week before.
Quebec. Thank you.
Sorry, we've got someone.
We should always let's always defer to the French Canadian.
Quebec.
Thank
Quebec.
You.
See?
Yeah. Put your key back.
Right.
Back.
In your pocket.
So, starting the solid 5 minutes of Quebec gear. How about that Quebec sporting team?
Wow. The things he can do. I said to Matt Olson, I won't even have to
refer. The Canucks. No.
I won't even have to refer to the agenda because it's on the screen and it'll keep us on track. bullshit. That does not work.
Wrong. Adam Kay is very excited about his name being on a screen too, by the way.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
There it is.
And the other person I was trying to...
I'm not blocking
it,
am I, Adam
Kay? T-shirt as me, so you've shopped Target at some stage in the past, Adam Kay.
And we went off on a tangent and started talking about... Is that how long we've been going for?
Just crapping on.
21 minutes. No, that's how long we've got to go.
Oh, that's how long we've got to go.
That's yeah, how long we've got to go. That's how long thanks, we've got to sit thanks, there for. One of our crew.
This is nothing if not a professional
Michael
operation.
Andrea yeah. over here at one of our intrepid crew is just thank reminding you, us that we've yeah. been crapping on now for 9 minutes.
They're very subtly. Oh, my God, I hope this gets edited.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out Chris Edwards, not John Edwards, from 2AAA, because he called us out earlier today. This is right back at you, Chris.
Oh, 2AAA, thanks, Chris.
And they're online, so you AAA. Can listen to them. Not with a phone, but you can listen to them online.
Do you know the film, you know when you go to the movies yeah. and there's that
I love
the,
that jingle.
The cinema jingle?
Triple A.
I don't know I don't know. Yeah.
99.1.
Oh, is that no. you saying that?
No.
Oh.
It's Adrian Sadler.
Oh. Oh, it's, Adrian Sadler's doing that.
Yeah, it's yeah. clever stuff.
Oh, cool. Who is it that says it?
Triple A.
Who is it that says
Adrian
it?
Adrian Sadler.
Ding, correct.
Ding.
So the reason I get my iPad out now is because we're about to play a game.
Who said what?
Who said what?
Who said? Let's do it.
We'll
let's
try
it
one more time.
Let's
ready?
Do it one more time.
And the next game show that we're going to be playing is...
Who said what?
Who said what?
Jamie Way ruined it.
What?
What?
Who said
symbols,
what?
Symbol at okay. hash.
I sourced from news.
News.com. I put dot... AU as well, but it's just from .com. I'm going to put a quote on the screen, and you've got to tell me who said what.
What?
Yeah, ready?
What?
The first
what?
One is, and I reckon we've all said this, I just want one day off when I can go swimming and eat ice cream and look at rainbows.
Jamie Way.
Today.
Very day. Similar.
A few minutes ago, probably.
Very similar in looks, but...
Wrong.
Should I
very similar them? In looks. Brad Pitt.
No, sorry.
That's your guess.
I got it correct.
Can I get a clue?
I hit the wrong. Darren McCurlane said, live television on WaggaWagga.tv now. This is better than... And then it's... I can only see that much. But I'm thinking he said MasterChef.
Better than so. Ice cream and rainbows.
Can I get a clue?
Yes, you can get a clue.
He's handsome.
Oh!
She's handsome.
The clue. The clue. The clue. Right. Something to do with Mariah Carey.
Ben Begley said Barack Obama. No.
Something to do with Mariah Carey. Let me think. Hero. The guy who got the VC. Roberts Jenkins Smith. Smythe. Thomas.
The third.
Exeter.
Did he?
It's James Packer's girlfriend, Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
That's not the clue.
Well, it was a clue because it's the answer.
Right.
Okay,
let's
so
move on to the next
on.
One.
There's nobody in the world.
That was my Mariah Carey impression.
Holy moly.
Thanks for that. I wish I had the noise cancelling headphones
man,
on.
That's crazy.
I've got a headache. No!
Oh, can you pick up? Anyway, there's nobody in the world like me. I think that every decade has an iconic blonde like Marilyn Monroe or Princess Diana, and right now, I'm that icon.
You know you did this a couple of weeks ago, right?
No, I did. No, it. I
oh,
used
did you do
Paris
this?
Hilton.
I used this last week.
Did you use this?
I did.
I didn't watch the show.
Oh, did I?
Paris
I used
Hilton.
It 2 weeks ago. Yes, Paris Hilton.
Michael Andrews doing one of those, I'm the student at the back, is finally got the answer
right. Oh, pick me. Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Don't take away his thunder. Mick Andrea, what's the answer?
Paris Hilton.
No, it's that this guy with the bow tie.
Is but, correct.
This but, guy.
But she
lazy-eyed sex tape heiress Paris Hilton.
Wonderful. Mentioned by Ben Begley.
Next.
Lady Gaga. You're always just a little bit behind because of the time delay in California.
That guy looks like Vin Diesel's penis.
A little bit.
Might be. If Vin Diesel's lying down, you don't know what's in that
I wonder
yellow.
If we have a picture with which to compare it with. We don't. No.
Very similar to.
Have we got another
icons.
Quote?
Yes, another quote. I'm tired
great.
Of people. I love this.
Thank God.
Because I reckon Jamie Way has used this on occasion.
What?
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am.
That's got to be That's got to be. West. Well, I was that. Actually, I was going to
say
that. No, cool. I was going to say, is that Kim? Is that Kim West?
Not part of the Kardashian clan.
No, Kim A?
No. Did anyone watch that Keith Lemon show last night?
I didn't watch it. I've heard of, but he's fantastic.
Oh, the Kardashian very that funny he did guy. Was hilarious. Yeah. No, Keith Lemon. This is a female.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for watching.
No. No idea.
I think is it
Lindsay Lohan.
No, is it...
Oh, we're going off here.
Wow, all sorts of
don't insult Vin Diesel. That man is a legend. He's also Groot.
Oh, well, that
it looked
is
like
true.
He was about to Groot something there if that was... Anyway, the answer is Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah.
And lastly...
A gift Paula's of bartenders everywhere.
I love this one. It was actually over...
You can explain it to me later.
It was over controversial events, but this one is... Listen... All I have to say is that I need to send Joel nothing but light and love at this moment. Do I agree? Do I don't agree? Maybe not.
I know this one.
It's not Zoolander.
You go first. Nicole Richie.
Ooh, close.
But it was... I know exactly who this was. It was the man who lives in the La Vida La Loca himself. Mr. Ricky Martin. Da-doo! There we go. In reference
so
to...
ugly, isn't he?
In reference
oh,
to...
that's a kid from Menudo.
That is that kid from Menudo.
For the love of God.
Ricky Martin.
Hey, we have a suggestion for a new segment / game.
Stop.
Adam Kay suggests a segment called Who Looks Like Vin Diesel's Penis?
Excellent. We'll work on that one, Mr. Kay, and we will get back to you.
How long would that go for?
Can we say 6 inches?
Can we say allegedly?
Depends if he was swimming.
Do we have to put allegedly into that?
What about just celebrity scrotums? Sure right. Like we could say that George Brandis looks like just Jerry Stiller's scrotum.
Oh, now that's a game.
I've always wanted to see Jerry Stiller. That's not my movie.
Yay!
That's not my movie.
Oh, sorry. Hang on a sec. Okay, and now it's time for...
That's not my movie.
The emphasis is in the wrong place, though. That's not my movie.
We'll try again because the voiceover guy didn't get a chance to rehearse it, so we'll do it again, okay? And now it's time for...
That's not my movie.
That's boom. Not my boom. Movie. Boom.
That's not my movie.
No,
that's
the emphasis
not.
Should be on...
That's not.
That's not my movie.
That's not my movie.
Now...
That's not
what we're going to do
movie.
Now, because we've got technology that's in the 21st century, in 2015, is I'm going to show the title and the character that is in a movie that's not a movie that they're in.
Correct.
Okay. These that guys are going to look sense. Away, and then I'm going to put it back onto
Who's
the screen.
Who's going first?
You, mate, you decide.
You go first.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking away, Jamie.
I'm looking away.
And Matt is doing this.
Don't give it away.
Oh. Can you see that on the screen? And now I've got it back on the screensaver and everyone knows what it is. And Jamie,
so
we're
I
ready
can look
to
back
have
now?
You back. You can look back. You're about to guess what the character is and which movie it is that they're not in.
Have we got the same rules as always?
Try not to use a
no
quote.
No catchphrases.
Okay,
try
well,
not to.
Yeah,
so try not yeah. to.
I'm going
to
try.
You can if there's no... You can use it as a clue.
I'm going to try.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know it already, but I wrote it, so...
Well, you got to ask yourself this...
Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry.
One question.
Oh, I should do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the king of the world or not?
In Titanic.
Well, are you, punk?
Wow, Matt Olson... You've improved so much.
I had a little bit more time to think
Clint
about it.
Clint Eastwood in Titanic.
Correct.
Yay! What do I get?
A ruga.
Do I get a prize?
Nothing. Hang on. Nothing.
No.
All right. Okay. Now, now, Matt, close your eyes.
Close
Jamie,
your eyes.
And, Jamie, this is what you're doing. And I've been waiting
and
for this
I'll
all day.
Kiss you.
Yeah.
It's obviously...
Okay, sure.
It's humorous. Can I look?
Yes. Your time starts now.
Come, stay in my hotel, you must. Take a shower, you will.
Okay. It's Yoda in Psycho.
Yes.
Correct.
Wow.
That was great.
That was good. Well done.
Okay.
Met my mother, have you?
Very good.
Good. Well done, Jamie Way. That was
and the audience
and
went
the audience
wild,
went crazy. Yeah, we've got a whole heap of Norman Bates's mothers in the audience right now.
I think everyone was just shocked. Moved by how
it's like,
accurate
it's
you
Robert
were.
De Niro oh, in Awakening. They're like, chuck me a ball. Okay, so now Jamie, you look away.
I'm looking away again.
And Matt, yes, good luck with this.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. Whew. Okay.
And we're back to the screensaver. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Cool.
Oh.
Wait a sec. Your time starts now.
Chocolate in my belly. I love chocolate in my belly. That's what my mom says in my belly.
Chocolate.
Life is just like.
Character you said?
Ron Burgundy.
Oh, right. Yes.
Life is like a big old.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
For the love of God,
Forrest
Matt Olson.
Yeah.
For the love of God. I'm going to give it to Jamie, and I'm going to take points off you for the...
For the catchphrase.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, if I hadn't...
Was
had
it
to
Will
help
Ferrell
him,
or Ron Burgundy?
Ron Burgundy.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yep. Ron Burgundy in Forrest Gump. Okay, now, Matt, you're closing your eyes. You didn't look at that, did you?
This is Bush. You understand it?
This is Bush.
You're a man, I would punch you.
No, I haven't seen it.
Audrey.
I haven't seen it. I don't even know what they're quoting. Okay, you ready? This is now. Oh man.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep. Okay. Go.
And your time starts now. Now. That's great.
Well, it's Zoolander.
Yes.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Sound of music, Zoolander. Mind you, that was about the obvious, most obvious catchphrase you can use.
Yeah, and for the obvious...
What is it, Maria, you can't face?
That's better.
And for the obvious catchphrase, I'm just going to have to go...
No, that was okay.
That's going really well, that soundboard.
Awesome.
Yeah, great.
I like doing the action with my microphone at the same time. I was like... We can have fun like this all day. Hey, this is our new kids show.
This
on
is the new
Wagga
kids
Wagga
show.
Oh, God. Are we keeping to that? Good
no.
luck to us.
Yeah, we're
it's
not.
It's now time for everyone's favourite game show, including Ben Begley and Adam Kay. It's History Kane or...
Bullshit.
Hey!
So
there you go.
By the way, Adam Kay is calling shenanigans earlier. On one of those. He says that that Matt cheated.
Yes!
Also,
I did cheat.
Suggestions for future segments are a game that Olsen can play and doesn't suck at.
Can you? Are you? Have you got enough hands to do the sounds or not?
I'll no. balance it on my penis.
Sure. Can I just read one out from Darren?
I'll do the sounds.
Curlane.
Yeah.
He says the hills.
Is anybody going to still be watching when we actually get to the phone in part?
The hills are alive with the sound of great impressions. So congratulations,
wow.
That's a compliment. That is a compliment. And Ben Merry said, Wagga Wagga TV, squee. I don't know what that means.
That's weird. All right, let's do History Kane or BS.
Bullshit. For those of you who don't know, and I doubt that's very many of you, but just in case, I give a one-sentence synopsis, and the gentleman to my left have to decide whether that is a description of something that happened this day in history.
History.
Whether it's the plot of a Michael Caine film.
Caine.
Or it's bullshit, and I made it up.
Bullshit.
So, History Kane or Bullshit for August the 5th.
Before you go on, Jamie, can we just have a recap of the score, please, to date?
Yes, it's...
Grant.
Adam Drummond is slightly ahead in the game with all the points. Matt Olson is lagging a little bit behind with none of the points.
And every day... He comes in and does a little nudie run around my desk.
Which has nothing to do with History Canada.
Nothing
bullshit.
At all. It's just a coincidence. So, anyway, as you
were... And I'm a little bit disappointed you brought it up.
Coming up after History Canada Bullshit is a
quiz show called
The Great Call-In.
Okay. So, History Canada Bullshit, summary number one. An ex-con gets a new job chauffeuring an enigmatic high-class escort... History, Kane, or bullshit?
Well, where were you this day last year? No.
Hmm.
Kane.
I'm going to say Kane as well.
You are both correct. It is the plot of the 1986 film Mona Lisa.
There you go.
Number two, a man becomes romantically involved with his best friend's daughter. History, wow. Kane or bullshit?
History?
Kane.
Adam is correct. That is the plot of the 1984 film Blame It on Rio.
You're not supposed to do Rio. Two in a row.
Number three. Tensions run high as warring nations face off on the football field.
Zulu. I mean Kane.
History, Kane.
I mean
bullshit.
History. History.
That is Kane as well, and it also had Sylvester Stallone.
You are correct. Oh. It is called Victory or Escape to Victory from 1981. Number four.
Wrong.
Number four.
That's me.
Can I still lose or not?
No.
No, absolutely.
Unlikely.
Right, awesome.
Number four.
No, I don't care. Relax.
An elderly toy maker becomes trapped in his workshop and suspects his creations have become demonically possessed. History, Kane, or bullshit?
Well, if that's history, didn't read about it, I'm going to go with bullshit.
Yeah, I am too.
You are both correct. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I only said suspects. I didn't say that they actually were possessed. Oh, righto. Let's not milk it.
I can't turn it off. It's. I don't know how to stop it.
Hit the iPad with the mic.
No! It doesn't help.
And if you hit it...
That doesn't help.
And if you hit it again, it starts again.
No!
There is no escape.
Okay.
That was captivating.
I fixed it.
That was captivating.
Number five. A visionary businessman completes the first step in a communication revolution. History, Kane, or bullshit?
Don't care, don't need to.
Wait. I say Kane.
Didn't hear the question.
A visionary businessman completes the first step in a communication revolution.
History.
Correct.
Oh.
On this day in 1858, Cyrus W. Field completes the laying of the first transatlantic telegraph cable.
That's not even a real name. You've made that up.
Cyrus W. Field.
Yeah. And Matt, you are now zero.
Shithouse. Still.
And officially hopeless. So,
thank you
for the delay. Thank you. Okay, now we're doing something very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to...
That's right, we're finishing.
No, far from it.
If you're
at home
we're
not
finishing.
And you live within the distance of Wagga and you can come in and you can pick up...
Well, technically anywhere is within distance of Wagga.
Have we got the phone number again?
And
let's
bring
the phone in.
We're
going
to
have the...
play...
A voiceover man, we're about to play...
Hard to know if that was deliberate.
It's with the emphasis there again. The great Colin!
That's what we want.
Yep. So,
the great Colin.
One of the teddies. Hang on a sec.
Oh, careful.
Hang on.
That's the...
Sorry, Val.
That's the sponsor's product.
Thanks to everyone at Eco Living and
Gifts
for giving us a $50 gift voucher. Here is the number that you need to call now. Please, someone call.
Call in now.
0269-71-7771.
Now,
any moment now, there's going to be someone calling.
Because you've got to remember... There's a delay between what we're saying
that
there
is
true.
A delay.
What you're
hearing. So we have to wait at least 20 seconds.
And then there's something else that has to happen.
Wait.
I've diverted the call to hopefully the right
how
mobile.
How much of a delay?
I think
it's
about 20
19
or 30
seconds.
So they're going to hear the question and then we have to wait 19 seconds for their answer.
Well, maybe say the question
no,
nice
what
and
you
early.
They're on the phone. What's wrong with you? But,
oh, okay. So tell them not to listen to the
Oh, yeah,
stream.
They're
going
to have
no
to turn
their
listen
things.
To the
they're behind. So
yeah.
they
No.
Broadcast professionals.
What?
Tell them to only listen to the phone, not to the...
Well, you tell them. You've got a microphone.
You know, like every radio
when you
show
call,
that's ever had a call.
When you call and...
Just turn your radio down.
I'm now...
Oh!
Here we
God.
Go!
Oh
I don't
God.
Believe it! Someone's ringing in!
And
this
it's a number,
amazing!
And it's a number I don't know what to do.
Answer it!
Pick it up, ding dong.
Hello, this is WaggaWagga.tv, 5 o'clock wave. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Emily speaking.
Emily, whereabouts are you from?
Wagga.
Correct.
Wow.
Hang on a sec.
Ding.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock wave, Emily.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock wave, Emily. What device were you watching it on?
Just on my mobile.
Awesome.
Nice. Good work.
So good. And you sound like someone I don't actually know. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah. I don't think I know you.
Oh, so, that's okay. Long time listener, first time caller.
There you go.
Emily, we'll just stick to the script from now on, okay?
That's what happens in TV, Adam. You know, yeah. You don't necessarily know the person who calls in.
No one has ever said that to me before.
We've never done this before.
All right, okay.
Because everybody knows Mr. Adam Drummond.
Correct. So just relax, Emily. And what we're going to do is ask some questions, and you're going to go head-to-head with our Jamie and Adam here. And if you can beat them, you can win yourself a fantastic prize. Do you want to just quickly explain what the prize is? Yep. Fantastic.
It's
right.
A $50 gift voucher, Emily, from Eco Living and Gifts, located in the Australian Arcade in Fitzmaurice Street. You can get anything. There's candles, there's air fresheners and cleaning products, a whole heap of things. Good,
fantastic
good stuff for your skin.
All
in
right.
fact, Matt was going to use some of the skin.
Well, I will in a little. Once we've finished the quiz, I might just we'll give Jamie a little bit of a demo.
Are you ready, Emily?
Are you ready, Emily?
Yes.
All right, listening very carefully. All right. So Emily will get first answer at these questions, and then the other two can chime in.
I'll tell you what, I'll use my mic for Emily's
all right. thing. Yep, yes, okay. All right, question one, here we go. Now, these are all questions that are about local events, local things that are happening. So, Emily, you should have a pretty good shot at answering these. First question. Well-known Wagga identity and WaggaWagga.tv host Joe Williams is hosting the Never Alone Suicide Prevention and Education Treadmill Run starting at 4:30 p.m. on August 14th. How many hours will the treadmills be running for? Is it A, 12 hours, B, 24 hours, or C, 48 hours? A, B, or C, Emily?
C.
C, 48 hours? Gentlemen?
Yep.
I'm going to go with B. Sorry, I coughed unexpectedly as I said B.
B 24. And Jamie?
I'm going to go with A.
A.
12.
The correct, unfortunately, Emily, not a good start. The first question, the answer is B, I'm afraid, 24 hours. So that's 1 point to Adam.
Gratuitous plug, we'll be doing a 24-hour live broadcast.
We will be live broadcasting. And for anyone who wants to have find out information, go to the Never Alone Suicide Prevention and Education Treadmill Run Facebook page, and you can find out about that on August 14. All right, question two. Here we go, Emily. Charles Sturt University recently announced the closure of which long-running undergraduate course based on the Wagga campus? Is it A, nursing, B, nutrition and dietetics, or C, pharmacy? Emily.
B.
B?
Just a guess.
No shit,
that's
Emily.
Okay.
C, pharmacy.
C?
Yeah, so I read it today in the newspaper. It's C, pharmacy.
C, pharmacy.
Pharmaceuticals.
Both of our co-hosts here are correct. It is C, pharmacy.
Emily, stay on the line because you may still win.
Don't panic, Emily. Anything can happen from here. I'm not proof of that. Don't follow my advice on this one. All right, question three. Here we go. A brand new comedy club is beginning this Sunday at the Birdhouse in Wagga and features which professional comedian as its first headlining act? Is it A, Ando, B, Damien Callinan, or C, Geraldine Hickey? It's C.
C.
Emily says C. Gentlemen.
I'll go with Damien Callinan.
Yeah, me too.
Correct answer is C. Emily gets
well
a point.
Done, Emily.
Congratulations, Emily.
Emily, by the way, are you by yourself or have you got people that can cheer for you as well with you?
With my toddler, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hang on
so they can cheer.
That?
Home with the toddlers.
Oh, toddler, sorry. I thought she said she was topless.
Mind out of the gutter, please.
Adam Drummond.
Sorry.
Allegedly. Question four. Emily, you can still win. You can still win. Don't give up. Question four. The Museum of the Riverina will this week begin an exhibition paying tribute to which famous Australian dame? Is it A, Dame Edna Everidge? B, Dame Mary Gilmore, or C, Dame Joan Sutherland? A, B, or C, Emily?
B?
B? Gentlemen?
Yeah.
I reckon it's A, Dame Edna Everidge. Because she apparently went to school in Wagga.
Apparently she's from Wagga, or she went here.
Dame Edna Sullivan.
You're going to say C?
D. C.
Correct answer is B. Emily, you've done it again. 2 points. You are now neck and neck with Mr. Drummond.
Okay.
This is the tiebreaker.
Maybe you should do a paper, scissors, rock.
This is the tiebreaker. We won't do a paper, scissors, rock just yet.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here we go, Emily.
You still there, Emily?
Tiebreaker, it's between you and Adam Drummond. I'm sorry, Jamie. I'm going to have to count you out.
Fine.
Question five and the tiebreaker.
Paper.
For the win. No. Promising ex-Wagga rugby league player Jack Littlejohn has this week signed a new deal with which NRL club?
Wow.
A, West Tigers. B, Brisbane Broncos. Or C, South Sydney Rabbitohs. Emily.
I'm gonna B?
B? Adam?
I'm just guessing.
That's okay.
I want to say B as well because I want to play Paper, Scissors, Rock, but I'm going to go with C.
You are both incorrect. It is A, the West Tigers.
We
so,
paper,
Emily.
I was going to say Newtown Jets.
The only way we are going to be able to settle this is to play, this is tradition on the 5 o'clock wave, whenever we have a tie that we can't settle, we play Paper, Scissors, Rocks. Are you familiar with Paper, Scissors, Rock, Emily?
Yes.
You do know how to play. Okay, now we are going to have to play on the honour system here.
Adam's
going
to go.
But we are going to tell you what Adam has shown. So, are you ready? I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to say what we've got. Okay. Are you ready? And then you tell us what you got. We'll tell you what Adam got, then you tell us what you got. It's very simple.
Okay.
Here we go. One, two, three. All right, Adam has got scissors. You got?
Rock.
You win!
Oh!
Emily wins. She came from behind and she swooped the pool and got the prize. Oh. What has she won?
She has won $50 at Eco Living and Gifts thanks to Val. And the
exhausted
team down at Eco Living and Gifts. Congratulations, Emily.
Congratulations,
all you have to do
Emily.
Is come down to the Australian Arcade, Shop 6. It says Shop 17 on this, but Shop 6. And they've moved, so you can grab whatever you want for $50 and spend a little bit more if you want to give them a tip.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us
on
the 5
so
o'clock
much.
Wave.
Say g'day to the toddlers.
All right, everybody
bye.
Say bye-bye, Emily.
Oh.
Bye, Emily.
Bye-bye, Emily. Bye. Thank you for playing.
Please tell your friends. Okay.
Wow. Wasn't that amazing?
It was great. I'd just like to do a special thanks
to
some people.
That ran like a
well-oiled
machine.
Yeah, it did. We'll be
doing
more of
these. Did you say you just wanted... you said you wanted citrus, didn't you?
Yeah.
You do the wrap-up, and I'm going to give Jamie a little bit of...
I'd like to thank the following people and organisations. Eco Living and Gifts, Daniel Brunskill, or as we like to call him, Mr. Voiceover Man. That was him in the background.
It smells lovely.
Mick Andrea, or as we like to call him, Mick Andrea. John Riddell, Anne-Marie Bouduc. Bouduc.
Bouduc.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Grant Harper, as always, and Melinda Drummond for doing some of the social media stuff and stuff. And now I'd like to do something before we finish. Somebody on our crew actually knows how to speak French. I'm just going to put him on now. Just one moment.
Ça va bien aussi, et vous?
Did that do to your loins what it did to mine? And now we're going to ask him, what did he say?
I don't know.
No word of a lie. He does not know what he said. We actually have a French Canadian over here who's going to tell us what he said. First of all, answer him, and then we'll go into it.
Back is answering... He's saying, thank you, I'm well, and you? thank you, I'm good, how about you?
Yeah. Doesn't even make any sense. All right, well, thank you
so much.
We
had a last-minute tweet from Ben Begley,
Who
made the very sensible suggestion, may I suggest lapel mics?
Wow.
They're thinking with your head, Begley.
Well, then what would we do with our hands?
Dangerous suggestion.
Thank you for watching the 5 o'clock wave. Yes. This has been...
You know the saying, idle hands are the devil's masturbators. playthings.
No, never heard of it. Not Emery. Have you heard of that?
That's a very famous phrase.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
This I don't know been, what
I just
is
said
that?
Welcome. We're going to start
what?
Again.
What is that?
Thank you for joining us. That's
this
horrendous.
Was the 5 o'clock wave. See, callback.
Jamie Way, what's your call off?
Be cool to one another.
Matt Olson,
Rimpy.
No,
bye.
He's way cooler than what he is. Adam and Gale. Click clack, front and back. Expel. See you next time, Wagga.
Expel those.
Oh,
demons.
Where are you going?
Into the sky.
Oh, I'm going to turn the stream off now.